Okay, everyone, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Nun Hey, good Moed. We are here, with, you know, it's Kedai to move back a little bit, up to Gufa, about 7-8 lines from the wide lines, meaning that's about 10 or 12 lines up from the bottom, Gufa, Amar Rabbi Shuv and Levi, because anything I'm going to say with introduction, we could just kind of learn. So if you did yesterday, if you learned to a lower than that, it's Kedai to chazer this anyway for the ensuing discussions. Anyway, so Gufa, let's go back to something we said, I guess yesterday. I'm Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. Al hekdesh rishon mosif chomesh. Al hekdesh sheni in mosif chomesh. Right, we said that the chomesh payment, where you're only going to make chomesh if you're going to redeem something that was initially consecrated for hekdesh, but if you transfer that kedusha onto a second item and now you're redeeming it, so that is not going to be. You're not going to pay a chomesh. Amar Rava, my time with Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. What's his reasons? Amar Kral, Pasuk says, "V'im hamakdish yigal es beso." Right, hamakdish v'lo matbeis. Right, the example the Gemara gives. Right, if someone redeems his house, that's not the Gemara. The Pasuk. A person redeems his house, then he gives a chomesh, and the Gemara just darshens out hamakdish. Someone, if he was the one to be makdish it initially, then he's going to pay a chomesh, but not a matbeis. Not if he had transferred the kedusha from one item onto his house. So in that case, you'll not have a chomesh, and the Gemara proves that. Tani Tana Kameid Rabbi Elazar. If you have a behema tmeya, a non-kosher animal that is made into hekdesh, obviously you can't bring that as a korban. Obviously you can't use that for some sort of item in the Beis HaMikdash. So inevitably, a non-kosher animal is going to get redeemed, or it's going to be transferred onto something else. Right? The kedusha is not going to stay. That's not going to be the last thing. Right? The Beis HaMikdash is not going to use that. So the Pasuk says, if you have a kadosh non-kosher animal, right, you have to obviously redeem it, and the Pasuk says you have to add a chomesh. Ma behema tmeya miyuchet, and there are distinct initial attributes to a non-kosher animal, right, that is going to be, we're going to learn to other halachos where you're going to make a chomesh, right? Like that you're going to pay a chomesh, but not other cases. Ma behema tmeya miyuchet is just like behema tmeya is unique, shet chilas hekdesh, that first of all, it's initial kedusha, meaning that it's not, as we'll see in a second, so for emtza kedusha, right? It's initial kedusha, v'kul l'shamayim, and it's all kadosh, right? V'molin ba, and you'll chayiv for me'ila, if you use it, right? That's me'ila is, right? Using hekdesh property, v'shogeg. So, af kosh t'chilas hekdesh, kul l'shamayim, molin ba, right? All of those, right? You're going to be chayiv for me'ila. Now, the Gemara is assuming here that me'ila means me'ila. The problem is that it doesn't make sense, right, that you should only be chayiv for me'ila, right, if you are going to use something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, that's tchilas hekdesh, that's initial kedusha. Like if you sanctify, right, if you don't say, I'm going to give my car to the Beis HaMikdash, then you transfer that onto your house. Right, still, me'ila will apply in both cases. There's no reason for it not to apply. And that's the Gemara asks. So I'm going to hear Rabbi Elazar, Latana, Bishlam, Akul, L'Shamayim. I understand when we say everything has to be L'Shamayim to be Chayiv for Me'ila, L'Mudi Kachin Kalim, that excludes the case of Kachin Kalim, which is a regular korban. Let's say, for example, a Shlamim, which the Balabayas is going to get to eat something. Right? And therefore, Kevin, the Isla, the Balabayim, give a Gavayah, let's pay Me'ila. Right? We don't say you're violating Me'ila when you eat some of a korban Shlamim, right? That belongs, right, to the guy who brought it. Right, so that's why that's excluded from the Isra of Me'ila. El Tchilas Hekdesh, but why are you telling me that the only time you're going to violate Hekdesh, right, is if the item is Tchilas Hekdesh? The only time you're going to violate Me'ila if the item is Tchilas Hekdesh. Right, the Mutei Mai, what is that excluding? Tchilas Hekdesh Shud Isbe Me'ila, Sof Hekdesh Lesbe Me'ila. Right, what are you telling me? That if you transfer Kedusha from one item to the next, the second item is not Chayiv B'Me'ila? You're allowed to use that second item? That's not true. So the Gemara says, you're right. Me'ila doesn't mean Me'ila, and this is our proof for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Meaning, when we say Me'ila, as Rashi says over here, right, if you look at the last Rashi on the Amud, we're not really talking about Me'ila. Rather, we're not talking about benefiting from Hekdesh whatsoever. Simply, we're calling Chomesh Me'ila. We're just referring to the Chomesh, and therefore, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that tells me, right, again, what are we learning here? We're learning that something that is hekdesh has been transferred is not going to be chayav a chomesh if you redeem it. That's literally what we're talking about. But that's exactly what I meant to say, and that says the Tana. And then that's exactly where Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, right, is coming to teach us. So that's probably right where you got up to yesterday, but now we go weiter. We had assumed, right, that we just said a second ago, that behema tmeya, right, is the, we said it's always tchilas hekdesh. I said, now we question that. We said, Amale Ravashi the Ravina Behemoth may have a Tchilas Hekdesh Yisa, a Behemoth Hekdesh Lesa. What do you mean? How, you tell me that you can't transfer Hekdesh onto a Behemoth Tmeya? Is that always true? Right? We had said, just like a Behemoth Tmeya is always Tchilas Hekdesh, right? So, to, right, there's no Chomesh. And that's how we learned, right? There's only Chomesh for Tchilas Hekdesh, something that was initially consecrated for the Beis HaMikdash, and now something you transfer the Kedusha onto it. But why do we assume, says Gemara, that Behemoth Tmeya is always Tchilas Hekdesh, is always initial Kedusha? So Amar Lai said, it's a Lefisha Ein B'Sof Hekdesh. What we meant is, since you can't end up being, like I mentioned before, you can't have a Behemoth Tmeya being the end of Hekdesh, because the Beis HaMikdash is never going to use it, so therefore it's as if it doesn't have middle Hekdesh either, and therefore it's related, it's treated as if it has a first Hekdesh. I mean, it's only the initial Hekdesh, the initial Kedusha. Right, but one second, you could make a non-kosher animal into the middle case of Hekdesh, right? You're Makdesh your car, you transfer your car, the Kedusha, onto your dog, and then you transfer it onto your house, and you redeem it or something like that. But that's fine. Velosif Nami Hekdesh, so why shouldn't you be able to add a Hekdesh, add a Chomesh, sorry, Velosif Nami Chomesh, why shouldn't you be able to add a Chomesh when you redeem it? Because we compare it to Sof Hekdesh. Just like at the end of Chomesh, right? The last thing they're going to get redeemed doesn't pay Chomesh. So too, right? Middle Kedusha. So Gemara says, why did you compare it, right, to the end of Hekdesh compared to the beginning of Hekdesh, right? You're comparing middle Hekdesh to the end of Hekdesh, the beginning of Hekdesh. Why would you tell me, right, that it's better to compare it to Sof Hekdesh? My chazus to medam is lay the Sof Hekdesh, nidam is lay the Tchilas Hekdesh. Right? Why do you compare middle Hekdesh to Sof Hekdesh compared to the first initial Kedusha? And again, just the nafkamina between whether you take it between the first Hekdesh or the second Hekdesh is simply if just adjusting the volume on my speaker. Okay, yeah, not sure if that helped, but okay. Meaning, why would you compare middle Hekdesh to Sof Hekdesh compared to initial Hekdesh? So Amar Lei, again, just the nafkamina between that would be whether you pay a Chomesh on it or not. So Amar Lei said, then, it makes a lot more sense to compare middle Hekdesh, right, to the end of Hekdesh, because middle Hekdesh has been transferred, right? The Kedusha has been transferred onto that, and so to Sof Hekdesh, right, as well. So Gemara says, Adrabba, what do you mean? You could say the opposite. Right? Tchilas Hekdesh, you should compare it to initial Hekdesh. Right? You should compare it to something that is going to be have the Kedusha transferred from. Right? Again, the middle Hekdesh is going to end up as, you know, transferring off the Kedusha off of that. So you should compare it to something else that had the Kedusha transferred off of that, i.e. the initial consecration of the item. So you could say, Amar Rava, so the Gemara says, no. Like Rava that says, Ha'olav, we have a pasuk that teaches us to learn otherwise. Right? Ha'olav, the pasuk says, Ha'olav, that pasuk is by the Korban Tamid, that Ha'olah, the first Korban that you bring every single day is Korban Tamid in the morning. That has to be the first one, right? And Ola Rishona, so Hachanami, so too, then when you have Ha'olah, you also have the phrase Hatmeya, but when you say, right, the animal Hatmeya, what is that pasuk? It was Im Babema Hatmeya, right? And then Upode Ufode Kecha. So then Hatmeya, the hay, that initial right hay, teaches me Tmeya Rishona, it's also referring to the first animal, and therefore only by the first animal is going to be, you're going to pay a Chomesh and not anything subsequent. Tana Kavaz the Rishu ben Levi, sure enough, we have another Brisa that supports the Rishu ben Levi, right? Parazu Takas Parashel Hekdesh. If you say, I'm going to exchange this cow for a cow that's Kodesh, or Talazu Takas Talashel Hekdesh, or by a Talas, Hekdesh Opodoi Viyad Hekdesh Alel Yona. The Hekdesh is redeemed, and the Hekdesh, right, the Beis HaMikdash, right, has the Yado Al Elyona, literally means they have the upper hand, meaning that if the second one was more valuable, right, they don't have to pay you back for it, and the first one was more valuable, so then You have to make up the value, right, by paying extra, right, to make up, to make sure the talus, right, to make it, right, if the first talus was 100 and the second talus is 80, you have to pay the remaining 20. Parazu b'chamish shalayim takas parashel hektish, right, cow, but if you use, right, if you use actual numbers, that this cow is 5 shalayim instead of this cow, or this talusu, b'chamish shalayim takas parashel hektish, sen hektish u'podui, so then it's, then you, if you set a specific value, right, so even if the item, the second item is less, right, you have to right, you have to pay the difference in that case, and it's not yod al yona. A hektish rishon, right, for the first kedusha, this is again, this is the proof. Mosif hektish, mosif, I keep on doing that. Mosif chomesh, a hektish sheni, mosif chomesh, right, and you're only going to pay chomesh for the first initial kedusha. Okay, ha'ona arva kesef. Again, obviously we learned this already, but the Mishnah repeats it, and the Gemara will ask that. Ona is 4 kesef, atayna shtei kesef, va'oda shavapruta. That's already a Mishnah in Shavuos, which we're going to talk about in a second. But basically what that means is if a person, you have a Shavuos of Modim Miktas, where the claim has to be at least 2 kesef, 2 silver pieces, and the admission, the Modim Miktas has to be at least a pruta. Chamesh prutos hein, and sure enough, there are 5 situations of pruta. Hodah shav pruta, like we just said, the guy has to admit, Modim Miktas has to be at least a pruta. Ha'isha miskadasa shav pruta, woman's got to get engaged with that. Hanana b'shav, obviously engaged, meaning the first stage of marriage. Hanana b'shav pruta min hekdesh moal, right? Meila is b'shav pruta. V'motzi shav pruta chayv la'achriz, right? Shav zaveda has to be shav pruta. You have to announce. V'gol zasachavir chashav pruta yolichenu achrav afil lamadai, right? And the halacha, if you steal something from him and then you want to pay him back, right? So and the, sorry, v'nishbal, I missed that little too kind of important line. V'nishbal yolichenu achrav. I feel the Madai, right? You have to find them, even if all the way to Madai, right? You gotta go and get them back. Yeah, meaning to give the item back to him. Tani the Chad Zimna, right? We already learned. The Gemara says, what do you mean? We already learned. How no, Arba Kesev me Eshrim ve Arba Kesev lesela shtus lamekach. We learned that already, that Ono is 1/6. The Gemara says, Atayin eshtei Kesev avodah shav pruta yistrichlei. Well, we need to teach me that the mode of Miktas has to be at least a claim of 2 Kesev and the admission of shav pruta. The Gemara says, Hanami Tanina. We also learned that it's a mission in Shavuos. Right, Shavuos adayanim, right? Atayin eshtei Kesev avodah shav pruta. The Gemara says, Seif yistrichlei. No, we need actually the second part of the Mishnah. The Katani we learned in the Mishnah, right? Chamesh prutos hein. That's the list we're looking for. We're trying to get to the list, right, of 5. Of 5 prutos, and that's what we're leading up to. Chamesh prutos, and the commissioner said, "V'lisnei nami ona v'pruta." Why don't we say that ona, right, is also has to be at least a pruta, right? Maybe that, let's say it was worth by 6 and he pays 7, right? Again, it has to be at least a pruta. Some Rav Kahana, apparently, what do you see? So Shemesh ain't ona v'prutos, that there is no halacha that ona has to be a pruta, and actually, this seems to imply that ona can be anything, but really, what the Gemara is teaching is that ona. It can actually has to be more. Rashi says it has to be a little bit more than that. Has to be a little bit more than a pruta. Okay, either way. If Levi says no, yesh ona l'prutos. No, there is ona for prutos. V'chein tan and Levi masnizei, and Levi had his own list. Chamesh prutos saying that there are 5 of them, and we'll have to obviously have to compare, right, those different those lists. Honava pruta, Vodava pruta, Kedusha Isha pruta, right? Again, Hona, we said. Hoda is the admission, right? Mosif Miktas, you have to take a Shua. Kedusha Isha pruta, right? Woman's getting married. Gezel pruta, and Yeshiva Sadayana pruta, where the court, where the Bezdin's going to sit, has to be at least a pruta. I have it done. What about our Mishnah? My time with Lokotani Yeshiva Sadayana, why did he talk about, right, core cases have to be a pruta? So Tanya the Gezel, he said, yeah, he talked about Gezel, so therefore that counts. Milo Tanya Gezel with Tanya Aveda. But what do you mean? He says Gezel and Aveda, and a lost item. Right? Why did you mention that? Right? You can also, right, learn everything from Gezel. You don't need to teach. If you're learning me Yeshivas Adayanim, you can also learn Aveda from Gezel. So he says, Hanach Yisrichalei, no, you need to teach me that, because Gezel, Hagoz Mechavir Shavabruta V'nishbalo, Yilchenu Akhra V'afil L'madai. If you steal something, right, we saw at the end of the Mishnah, and he swears falsely, you have to go to Madai, right, to give it back to him. Right, Aveda, by a lost object, Tamotiv Aveda, Shava Pruta, Chayv La'achriz, V'afagav, Dezel. And the other Chiddush by Aveda is that if you find a lost object, right, and you have to announce it, even if it went down in value and it's no longer a Pruta, you still have to do Hashavas Aveda. V'Levi, my time with Lotani Aveda, V'Pruta, one Levi list. In Aveda, so Tanai Gezel, he taught Gezel, and he learned it underneath, he subsumed it under under Gezel. Milo Katani Gezel, Katani Shivisadeyarim. What do you mean? He also has a case of court cases, right? He has Gezel and he has court cases. Why shouldn't he have said Aveda as well? So Yeshivisadeyarim in Tzrichale, right? He needed to teach me court cases, Lafukim de Rav Katina, to exclude, right, the Shita of Rav Katina, the Amar Rav Katina, based in this Karkan, Afilu Pakos Mishav Pruta, that based in does sit even. Right, if it's less than a Sheva Pruta, we're going to talk about that a little bit in a moment. But Levi, my time with Lokatani Hekdesh, why didn't Levi talk about, right, Hekdesh? So again, the Isser of Me'ila, which we mentioned in our Mishnah. So B'chulin Kamari, Kachim Lo Kamari, right? Levi's only talking about Chulin, not Kachim. Ela Tadid Don, I wrote about our Mishnah. The Kamari B'Kachim, not Nisni, Meiser Pruta. You should also say that Meiser Shani has to be at least a Pruta to redeem it, right, and then bring it to Yerushalayim. Bring the money to Yerushalayim. This Gemara says, "Kamad Damar Ein B'chom Shel Pruta." Excuse me. Apparently, we're holding that you can't redeem it, right? If it's not a pruta, if the chomesh is not a pruta, meaning that, i.e., that you have to. It's not that the minimum shear to redeem Meiser Sheni is a pruta. The minimum shear to redeem Meiser Sheni is 4 prutas, and the chomesh, right, has to be at least a pruta. So the Gemara just says, "Okay, you're just moving the goalposts." Right, if you're listening, chomesh meiser pruta. Okay, if you tell me that the minimum shear for meiser sheni is 4 prutos, so that the chomesh can be a pruta, so why don't you just say that the chomesh has to be a pruta? So Gemara says, yeah, in a chanami, but bekarna kamairi, bechomesh lo kamairi. In a chanami, we're dealing with keren, right, the initial value, not chomesh, and you know, which would be an addition to that payment. Okay. Goofa, let's go back to what we said a moment ago. Amar Rav Katina, Beis Din is kakan afilu pakum shava pruta, right? Beis Din, right? According to Rav Katina, Beis Din will sit, right, even if it's less than a shava pruta. So Masiv Rav, Rava said, Beis Asher Chatab min a hektesh yishalem. Right, again, Pasuk says, by Me'ila, right, you have to pay back. So Gemara says, Lo Rabos pakos mishava pruta lehishavon lehektesh. Right, to include, right, less than a Sheva Pruta, right, into the halacha that you have to, right, give back to Me'ila, right? Apparently, what do you see? Right, the Kodesh in Avol Hedyot Lo, from the fact that you have a Pasuk, right, that teaches me you're only going to be Chayiv, right, for Me'ila, right, if it's less than a Sheva Pruta, but for regular cases, you're not going to be Chayiv, right? Apparently, Beis Din is not going to sit if it's less than a Sheva Pruta. So, Ella, so E, it's more Hachim. Rather, what Rav Katina said was this. So, I'm Rav Katina, Im Hilsk go Beis Din, the Sheva Pruta, Gomen Afil Lepach, Sheva Pruta. Right, if they started out with the case when it was worth a Sheva Pruta, even if it went down in value, right now it's less than a Sheva Pruta, they continue the case, Vetrilas Adin Bin Pruta, Gemar Din Lo Bin Pruta, right, to start the case, need a pruta, right? To end the case, you do not need a pruta. Chamisha chomshin hein, the Mishnah says there are 5 chomishes. Elu hein, these are them. Now, these are not a list, right? This is categories, as you'll see in a second, right? Because the first 4 things, right, sound very, very similar, and you'll notice there are a lot, maybe 9 or 10, something like that, examples in the Mishnah. So it's 5 categories of stuff, and this is the first one, right? Ochel truma, if you non-kohen or zar eats truma, trumas meiser, or he eats trumas meiser, who trumas meiser shall demai, or if he eats trumas meiser of demai. And demai is produce that you're not sure if they took trumas or meiser from, so you have to separate, right, meiser and trumas meiser. You don't have to separate truma, right? That chazal assumed that the amaratim would separate. Okay, chala, if a non-kohen eats chala, bikurim, or that as well. In all those cases, most of chomesh, that's the first case, right? Someone who's not a kohen, right, eats all of that stuff, that's unique for kohanim, right? You have to pay a chomesh. Upode neter revai meiser sheni shelo, right? Mosif chomesh. If someone redeems his neter revai, that's the 4th year produce, as the same halachos as meiser sheni. More take as meiser sheni, you have to eat that in Yerushalayim. So mosif chomesh, you have to add a chomesh. Hapode sekdeshu mosif chomesh. A person is makdish is redeems, not makdish. Someone who redeems his own hekdesh, right? He pays a chomesh, 1/5. Hanan mishava pruta min a hekdesh, right? Mosif chomesh. Right? If someone violates meila, he has to add a chomesh. And finally, hagozos chaver shava pruta v'nishpalo mosif chomesh. A person swears, right? Steals something, swears, right? Maybe she was mikadon, or he stole something outright, right? And he swears, and then he's lying about it, and then he finds out that it's actually his, right? He has to pay a chomesh. So Amar Rava says, Rebbe says, one second. Right, Kashalei the Rabbi Lazar, Meister. Sorry, Kashalei the Rabbi Lazar, Chumas Meister Shel Demai. Rabbi Lazar didn't understand why you should pay right a chomesh. Why Yisrael should pay a, or Levi should pay a chomesh for eating Chumas Meister of Demai. Demai is Din Derabbanan. And we're not sure if they took Chumas Meister. So Chazal said, right, you should take Chumas Meister from this Amoritz. But it's not Din Daraisa. I wonder what you pay chomesh. Right, the Chazal, right, me really strengthened their own takana. So the takana of demai, Chazal were strengthened that they were metaking that, they were mechazik that with an iser, and also that you have to pay chomesh if you eat it. Right, that seems a little bit strange. Now Tosas points out, maybe perhaps not the obvious question, but if you're familiar with a bit of Shas, right, the question that probably popped into your mind, if you look at Tosas, second Tosas, v'chiyasu devarim kishal Torah, alfa gav kama mekomos also afilu yosur matora. Right, there are a couple places in Shas where the Gemara says that the Chachamim made their words even stronger than Torah because we weren't sure, right, that people were going to listen to them. So Tosfos goes through why this case would be different, but okay, you can check that out. But either way, the assumption is the Chazal would not make their halachos, right, at the same level of a Torah. Again, you have a chomesh for eating truma, but you shouldn't have a chomesh for eating trumas ma'isim v'derabbanan. Samar Rav Nachman by Amar Shmuel Hamani Rabbi Meir. This is actually Rabbi Meir Shita. The Amar, yeah, who says that? In fact, yes, sure. Chachamim asu chachamim chizuk v'derayim kishal Torah. That, and sure enough, Chazal did do that. Where do we see Rabbi Meir holds that? The Tanya as well in the Brisa. Maybe get Medina Sayam. I forget if you remember beginning of Gittin. Right, you got to bring if you bring a get from, let's say, Bovel, right, or well, not Bovel, but from some, you know, outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have to say Nasnu Love. You have to give it. You have to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, that it was written and signed in front of me. That's a Din Derabbanan that the aid has to say that. So if Hamevi gave me Din Sayam Nasnu Love, the low Amar Love Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, he didn't. If, let's say, everything is good, right? The get checks out, but the aid, or the shliach rather, right, does not say it was signed and written, right, while I was watching, right? It wasn't written while I was there. So Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer de Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says that not only is the get no good, but any kids, if she got remarried, right, would be a mamzer. Now, usually mamzeris is dindar, it's from Daraisa. But here it's a dindar abanan, yet seb fanechtam fanechtam, that's the only psul in the get, and yet Rabbi Meir here is saying that the kid is a mamzer. Rachman al tzlan. The chachamim say, no, ain't a vlad mamzer. No, ridiculous. Right, the kid is not a mamzer. Tosus points out that the chachamim don't disagree with Rabbi Meir that with the first thing, right, for Rabbi Meir said, yotzi vavlad mamzer, they'd have to get divorced. And the kids of Mamzer, the Chachamim only are arguing on the Mamzer part, but sure enough, they would be maskim, right, that they have to get divorced. Kate said, Yasa, what do they do? So, Yitlena Mimena, Vayachso, Vitera, Befne Shnayim, Vyomer Lo, Befne Nechtam, Befne Nechtam. So, sure enough, he should re-give it and say, and then say, Befne Nechtam, Befne Nechtam. So, the Gemara just says, Rabbi Meir, Mishum Delo, Amel, Befne Nechtam, Befne Nechtam, Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer, the question we said before. How could Rabbi Meir say, simply because he didn't do Dim Derabbanan, he didn't say that I saw this signed and written in front of me? The kid is a mamzer. So Gemara says, yeah, in. This is sure, yes. Rabbi Meir Latame. This is Rabbi Meir's Shita. Dam Rav Amnuna, Mishmei de Ula. Omer Hayy Rabbi Meir, Kol Mashanam Mabeah, Shetavu Chachamim Begitin, Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer. This is Rabbi Meir's Shita. If anybody changes anything, a little bit, from what Chazal said, how you get married, how you get divorced, and you change what the halachos are, you don't do some sort of dindar abanan with this type of stuff, in that case, right, sure enough, Yotzi, the second marriage is no good, when you have to get divorced, the second marriage, and the Vlad, Rachman al-Tlan, is a Mamzer. And sure enough, you see, the Rabbi Meir, right, said the Chachamim, right, were Machzik, right, they did made also chizuk, right, the Devarim Kishal Torah, they made their takanos just like the Dinam Daraisa. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go right there to the Hilgish Shas tomorrow. Have a good moed and a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.